Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
This is Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I was on the Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bill Marchand. Always appreciate you guys taking some time and listening to the NFL draft prospects that we bring to you each and every day. And we really got a good one today at Saginaw Valley standout quarterback John Jennings. Yesterday, I believe, or the past couple of days, he was at the Michigan Pro Day, and he had a great performance there. But a great college career leads him up to this point where he's making his path towards the NFL. And with that said, John, good morning. We appreciate your time today. Can you believe your time as a collegiate athlete's kind of come and gone, and now you're looking to position yourself to get into the National Football League?
Good morning, Bo. I really can't. It really flew by, and I had a great time in college, but it's an exciting process. It's also crazy that it's all over so fast.
And when does it sink in? I mean, you know, a small school kid like yourself, obviously a standout kid at the level as well. I mean, it doesn't matter what, you know, D1, D2, D3, when does it begin to maybe settle in that, you know, the NFL, you know, could be there for you when you're done playing college football? I mean, is it a play? Is it a season? Talk a little bit about that if you can.
I think, you know, it was always a goal of mine, and I always felt that I, you know, could play at the D1 level, but I think after my sophomore season, I had a pretty good year, and my coach was, you know, he sat down and kind of told me I had some options that would be available. And, you know, really, I always believed in myself and always had people telling me, you know, I did have those skills that I, you know, I might be able to go to the next level. But really just for being the best I could be, and it continued to my success grow.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, did you play Pop Warner growing up?
No, just the Little Leagues in my community back in Columbus, Ohio.
Nice. I mean, were you that kid, John, on the field every time you got the ball, you scored a touchdown?
No, I mean, I wish, you know, they had me doing some things back in the Little Leagues, but always fun.
Excellent stuff. And then talk a little bit about, you know, how do you find yourself in that quarterback role? I mean, I know we talked to Jimmy Garoppolo down at the Senior Bowl, and he said up to his junior year he was playing linebacker and running back, and he says their quarterback got hurt and they threw him in there, and lo and behold, you know, he's one of the prospects that, you know, may be a first-round kid. Talk a little bit about, you know, how you developed into the position where you're at now.
You know, I got blessed, and I came in in the position, you know, there was a senior quarterback. I got to learn from him a little bit, but he ended up getting hurt my freshman year, and I kind of came in for the rest of that season. Got thrown under the fire, and it kind of helped me a lot. Just gave me some experience the year, and played out to my years in college. No injury. I was pretty lucky about that, but, you know, I just had fun with it, and you know, I've always felt like I was a quarterback, always felt like I was a leader. My competitive nature just, you know, allowed me to thrive in that situation.
Excellent stuff. Once again, standout quarterback, Saginaw Valley, John Jennings here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check out the free podcast at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and also on his draft page that we will post shortly. You guys can check out everything you know need to know about this young man. I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, if we put you out there on Sundays, the helmet and the pads, we don't know that you underneath the uniform. Is there a guy in the league that you may resemble with the way you play the game?
I think, you know, I feel like I really resemble the style of play Wilson. And, you know, I've pretty much admired him. I love the way he plays the game. You know, he's looking to throw first, but he has that option to run a little bit too, and I think that's the type of game that I have, you know, just trying to look for that throw first, but if I need to use my feet, I can use that as well. So I think Russell Wilson is one of those guys that I resemble.
Excellent. And for you, I mean, scouts know about you. It's not like you're a guy that they don't know about. But, I mean, in your own words, though, I mean, what are some of the things that are really going to, I guess, shine when they, you know, watch film of you, the tape starts to roll? I mean, what are those aspects of your game that you think they're going to really kind of fall in love with?
I think one of the biggest things my competitive nature. I think people can kind of see that on tape because, you know, I'm always, you know, that greedy guy. I want to win so bad, and, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. And I think some scouts have already picked up on that. You know, also just the way I can throw the ball. I throw it pretty well. And those two things right there, I think those can get me really far along with my athleticism. So competitive nature would probably be the biggest thing that I would throw there. You know, just always trying to win.
Nice. And then, I mean, obviously, having that 2013 Affiliate Player of the Year award in your hand probably helps. What was it like kind of walking away with that?
Yeah, that helps a lot, but it felt good winning that. You know, there's so many players out there that, you know, were deserving. But, you know, getting that was just an honor, and it was an honor to me and my team as well. But it felt good that all the work paid off.
Excellent stuff. And on the flip side, John, I mean, what goes unnoticed about your game? I mean, it could be your leadership qualities, game film study, maybe things you did offensively where it didn't showcase certain athletic abilities you have. I mean, what have NFL scouts yet to know about you that they should?
I think just, you know, how bad I really wanted it. Like you said, just how much work I'll put into it. You know, I think that I'm one of the hardest workers, and when I want something, I'm really going to, you know, shoot to get it. So I think that's one of the things. I'll do whatever it takes at all times. And I think this is just a great opportunity, and so I put my whole heart into whatever team, you know, wants to pick me up and give me a shot.
Excellent. And in terms of scouts, who have you talked with so far?
You know, at the show day, actually, the Titans, I talked to them, the Vikings, the Raiders, the Lions came up and showed interest. A couple other teams, you know, came to me and said I had a good day, but those are the teams that, you know, said something to me that day. And, you know, it's just, yeah.
And I know I heard Dallas was talking to you about a receiver. Is that an option?
They, you know, came up to me asking me if I was going to catch some balls today, but, I'm a quarterback first. That's exactly what I told them, and that's definitely what I want to do, but if a team needs me to help them out in another way, you know, like I said, I'm just competitive, want to win, I'll do whatever it's to help the team, but I feel that I could be a great quarterback asset to the team, the quarterback position.
Excellent. I guess this is a chance to defend any critics. I mean, what do you think the biggest knocks on you are that you kind of just maybe question and, you know, kind of maybe shake your head at?
You know, I mean, they say size, and I understand that that's a big thing. I'm 6 foot, about 200 pounds, and they knock a lot. But, you know, I haven't got hurt all my college career. I've been blessed, but you know, I'm in the weight room all the time, taking care of my body. I think that's one of the biggest things. And, you know, the D2 competitive level, I think that's a knock on me. And, it's football. And there's some guys up there at the D1 level that are a lot better. But, you know, it's still football, and you still got to work hard at it. And I think that's one of the things I got going for me. And I've always prided myself on fitting in with the D1 guys in a position.
Excellent stuff. And I think definitely have proven yourself over the years at Saginaw Valley State. Once again, Gleeck Player of the Year. John Jennings here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show. This young man makes his path towards the next level. He's kind enough to stop and join us and talk a little X's and O's. That way you guys can go one-on-one with him and find out what he brings to the next level. Obviously, May 8th, the NFL draft, the day of the draft. But from now till then, I mean, have you graduated? Do you still have more school? I mean, take us through, I guess, how the next few months are going to play out for you, what you're going to be doing.
Still in school, actually. And, you know, I'm trying to finish up with a finance degree. I'll probably end up finishing up in the spring. I think, you know, just I'm going to continue to throw and worked out. And, you know, it's kind of a waiting game at this point, but, you know, you got to obviously maintain the ability to, you know, be at a peak position. So just trying to keep my body up and keep my throwing going.
Excellent. And do you have a favorite throw? I mean, when that play comes in from the sidelines, I mean, what's your favorite pass to throw once you drop back and release it?
You know, I had a good time with dig routes, and I had a good time with posts as well. Obviously, we had a pretty good receiver this year, and we always like to throw the long ball. So I think any quarterback would say the same thing, but it's always good to go ahead and air it out.
definitely. Yeah. Hey, I mean, that's what quarterbacks like to do. Running backs like to run. Sack masters like to sack, and quarterbacks, they like to, you know, let it air out. And in today's NFL, that is something quarterbacks definitely get to do. Before we wrap the show up, man, we'd like to throw some off-the-wall fun questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, if you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, who are you most likely taking to dinner?
Any female celebrity. Let's see. Jennifer Lopez.
Nice. Tell you what, man, that's a name I haven't heard in a while. Wow.
Yeah.
You forget that she's out? Solid pick. It's just, I ain't going to lie.
She's still
usually good. There's like, go ahead.
Oh, I think she still got it.
yeah, she definitely has it. Yeah, there's no question. But, yeah, I just, you saying that, I was like, wow, it was like an epiphany. I was like, oh, hey, I forgot that, you know. This has been a strange year, man. We ask that question every year, and usually it's like Beyonce, Halle Berry, Rihanna. And, like, it's those three all day, every day, all the time. And this year, it's just like Tyler Diggins. I mean, like, Kate Upton. I even got Taylor Swift's. The girl from Hunger Games, Jennifer Lawrence. You know what I mean? Like, it's just wide open. Like, every show, there's, like, a different name. So, some girls I even have to Google. Like, they'll say their name. I'm like, I don't know who that is. So, but Jennifer Lopez, man, you know, definitely, hey, that's a franchise pick right there.
Yeah.
Professions. If you had to choose one of these two professions, are we more likely to see Jonathan Jennings up on stage as a lead singer of a rock band, or are we more inclined to see you on the runway doing some male modeling, styling some clothes?
I guess I'll be on the runway with some modeling.
Excellent stuff. And then the final question, this is a big hit or miss for us, nicknames. In that locker room that you were in, who had the most off-the-wall nickname and how'd they get it?
The most awful nickname?
Off the wall, like crazy nickname.
Oh, off the wall. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. You know, we had a big boy name. We called him Tree. That was too off the wall. We had another guy. Nickname was Bear. I guess I can Tree. Like, you know, off the top of my head is probably. Tree Tholomew, that's what we would call him. Tholomew, he was so tall.
That's excellent. Did they have a nickname for you? What they call you?
I mean, everybody called me something else. You know, I was John, I was JJ, I was the Golden Boy. There was so many silly things out there. We always have fun. Always have fun with it.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you sharing your time with us. I can't wait to get that bio page up and get your name, get you some more love out there. But, man, you're doing a great job, and I know from the people I talk with, they really think a lot and think highly of you, and I respect those guys that kind of bring that information my way. But, hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Bo. You take care.
You too, man. Man, these are the guys we love having on the show. A little bit off the wall guys, or off the radar guys, I should say. And like I said, a very talented kid, Gliok Player of the Year, and can kind of do a lot of things when that ball's in his hand. He's a dual threat quarterback, little size, but most of the kids at that level are size. You know, you're not going to find a lot of 6'6", 230 quarterbacks. You know, at that level. But like I said, he brought it. He's bringing it, and heard a lot of positive things from the people that I talked with from that Michigan Pro Day, he really, set himself up to, help himself out. If you want more of this, you guys know you can go to collegepro.com, check out everything you need to know about Jonathan Jennings, the Saginaw Valley State quarterback. You can also check this podcast out at iTunes and at Black Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you taking some time and listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.